more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Clark Kendall joins us now, author of the upcoming book, Middle Class Millionaire, Surprisingly Simple Strategies to Grow and Enjoy Your Wealth. Clark, welcome to the show.
Great. It's an honor to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
Well, I think it's really important, Clark, to have you here and have your perspective, because what we find ourselves, according to Wall Street analysts like Liz Peek, says that our economy has, even though it's on the rise and we're doing so much better, it is the middle class that's getting squashed out, and it's basically an hourglass economy that wasn't created just by Donald Trump. I mean, this was by policies that were quite devastating to the middle class in the previous administration, were they not?
Well, they are, but I do believe what makes America great is in America you can be a waiter, you can be a busboy on Monday, but you can go to school, get an education, and you can work hard and you can move up the ladder. And there is the opportunity for middle class people to become middle class millionaires. But it takes hard work, and that's what makes America great.
Right. Well, and the thing is, to your point, I want to add to that, Clark, is that middle-class America is not afraid of work. I mean, you know, they were kind of forced out of work with regulations, other things that were happening. The government was not helping the cause. And I believe that the reason the misery index has gone down so dramatically is because people are back to work again.
Yeah, people are back to work. And I do think the Trump Tax Reform Act did lower the corporate tax rate in America. And it has put corporations back to work. This put people back to work. GDP's strongest growth in over 40 years. Unemployment's under 4%. More Americans are working today than ever before. So I do think our administration is leading us down the correct path.
Well, Clark, I almost feel like we need to have kind of a Ross Perot moment. Remember when Ross Perot was running for president? He came out with his storyboards, you know, of course, with technology, and we got PowerPoints and things like that are available. But the storyboards were quite effective. And he did something different that a lot of the politicians hadn't done before, and that is that he bought infomercial time, I guess you could call it. It was like, you know, 30-minute or hour programs. That was his media purchases as opposed to 60-second commercials. He knew that what we were dealing with was much more complex, and it really needed to be spelled out. And I think this is, it's almost like we need to revisit that a little bit, because, you know, we just had a town hall meeting, and I found myself almost screaming at the television at the broad stroke statements that were being made. And, you know, Fox is, you know, trying to make nice with the DNC, because the DNC says, look, we're not allowing you to, handle any of the debates. And so Fox says, okay, fine, we'll do some town halls. But then what it does is it puts Fox in a position where they're almost doing an infomercial or a, you know, dedicated amount of time for a rally for a candidate, as opposed to saying, okay, well, we, you know, we get to hear some of the policies, but it's like, you know, we're not getting the answers, the totality of the answers that we need. You know, somebody says, well, okay, we're going to give Medicare for all. Okay, well, how are we going to pay for that? Well, he kind of dodges it, and eventually he comes back with, you know, the reality. And you know, as I know, is that, look, at there's almost, you know, we have a certain amount size of pie here. And you got to, you know, the money is in that pie, and you got to figure out, okay, if you want to give everybody Medicare, then you're going to take some of the money from the other quadrants and assign it in order to cover Medicare. It's not going to be just newfound money. But people are hearing, you know, it sounds so good, Medicare for all, you know, health care for all, because it's a right and free tuition. And then, you know, he finally had to cough up, Bernie Sanders I'm talking about, had to cough up the truth and say, oh, well, we got to tax people. We're going to pay for it. Well, no kidding, we're going to pay for it. But people aren't hearing that. And this is all part of the delusion. And I feel, you know, rather frustrated, Clark, because we're not getting the full story. And I'd say whether, you know, it's any of our politicians, I think, you know, we need to understand what the full story of their idea is all about and how it's going to be paid.
You know, I can't agree with you more. It's interesting. Bernie Sanders just released his tax returns today. He made over 560,000. You make over 450,000, you're in the top 1%. What's interesting to note is, you know, he had no dividend income. He's 77 years old. He had no IRA distribution. Basically, he made money from his books. And on top of that, he only gave 19,000 away to charities, only 3.4%. He is not right. what I would consider a middle-class millionaire because, you know, he owns three homes. He's spending his money. He is not, he might be a voice for middle class, but he's not a middle class millionaire. And he did not embrace setting money aside for retirement. Clearly, he didn't do that because he's taken no IRA distributions. He doesn't own corporate America because he has no dividend income. And so I don't think he is a good example of differentiating yourself from a middle class to a middle class millionaire.
And what you could have done with his portfolio, how you could have helped him, and this is what you're offering to the rest of the middle class today, is look at, there is a better way. I mean, that is quite glaring. I thought it was interesting, especially, we had mentioned this earlier, Clark. Look at, charitable giving, that's an individual deal. I understand that. But I think the general rule and idea, because Joe Biden falls in the same class. Joe Biden makes a lot of money, and I think he only gave about 3%. So I don't know what it is about the Beltway. Maybe they figure because they're somehow serving the community, because as senators or as a vice president, then, you know, that should be accounted for. But even President Obama, which I didn't agree with a whole lot, I think gave something like 18-19%. You know, so for somebody to only give 3% and talk about, you know, sharing and things being fair, you know, that's quite telling, isn't it?
It is quite telling. I think I've been in the investment management business, working with middle-class millionaires for over 30 years. If I can spend some 20 minutes with a person and look at their income statement and look at their balance sheet, I can tell you about the characteristics of that person. One of the key things between a middle class and a middle class millionaire is their heart. Middle class millionaires have a heart to make things better for other people. They put money aside into 529s to send their kids to college. They put money aside into retirement accounts so they don't become a ward of the state. They can make retirement good for them and their spouse. They give to charities. They care about other people. And that's what we outline in our book, Middle-Class Millionaire.
Well, Clark Kendall, when we come back, I want to get into more details here because, you know, the middle class needs help. And, you know, as the old saying goes, you know, God helps those that helps themselves. And there's information out there. And you have a wealth of information to share with us and to share with the middle class to, you know, the idea that even when they hear middle-class millionaire, their ears pick up. And like everything that has to do with money, you know, we've been talking about it earlier with the federal government. It's not so much the money as much as it is priority. And you're going to help us with that when we come back. Clark Kendall, author of the upcoming book, Middle Class Millionaire, right here on Bill Martinez Live. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon top choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
And just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. Clark Kendall is with us, author of the upcoming book, Middle Class Millionaire, Surprisingly Simple Strategies to Grow and Enjoy Your Wealth. Just to wrap up the Bernie Sanders tax issue, he released his taxes, suggested that President Trump should do the same thing. But, you know, quite interesting, again, when you consider what socialists do, pretty much in the theme of what Margaret Thatcher had said long ago, that all is fine and well until you run out of other people's money. But I can guarantee you that Maduro in Venezuela still has his money stocked away while people are eating out of the back of trash trucks, Kendall.
Yes, yes, I do. I just am concerned. As I say, Bernie Sanders is an example of not how for the middle class to become middle class millionaires. I do think it needs to be in our heart to be responsible for our own success. And when I see a tax return with no dividend income, no IRA distributions from a 77-year-old, he did not prudently save for his own retirement. And that, quite frankly, that long-term concerns me. If he was someone who walked into my office, I would say, besides you, the only revenue he has is from selling these books. And, he's got to keep working at 77. And that's not the desire of most people to work, 77 and beyond. But so I think that's an example that we could learn from moving forward. On the opposite side of the coin, Colonel Sanders started Kentucky Fried Chicken when he was 65. and he worked hard, and he, you know, he created, you know, a legacy business that employed, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and others like it, you know, that have utilized their intelligence and their leadership. You know, I was just reading the other night, and I can't remember exactly what it was, where a gentleman had built up his business, and it was, you know, millions of dollars of value, and he gave it to his employees. He's here. It's yours. You know, and you hear stories like this all the time. But it goes back to what you mentioned earlier. At the very heart of this millionaire mindset is a heart of servanthood. It's a heart of giving. It's a hand that is open and not grasping. And that's what you see time and again. And what Bernie Sanders seems to fall victim to, and others have fallen victim of, is that they look to the government to carry them in their latter years. You know, and we found out what the government has done with Social Security. It galls me, Clark. I got to tell you, it galls me. I was just looking at another breakdown of the American dollar, and that they even consider Social Security as an entitlement. Well, how can it be an entitlement when you paid into it?
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, to me, that's a misnomer, you know.
Well, the problem is more and more Americans are relying upon Social Security, and it was never intended to be the pension plan for mm-hmm. individuals. It was started by Roosevelt in 1935, but it was only supposed to be a supplement, and it was mm-hmm. to prevent old ladies from walking up and down Main Street in America.
Right. Well, but look what they've done. You know, under President Johnson, they took the lock off the box. You know, our elected officials, you know, doing what they do. You know, they're all about spending the people's money. They just couldn't stand it, seeing all that money there locked up, and they needed to get to it. And most of them are attorneys, and they know how to do it without going to jail. And meanwhile, they've blighted the system. And of course, they knew all along that you were going to have the baby boomers going through. There was going to be a lot of pressure on that money. And basically, now is what they've created is a Ponzi scheme.
But I do think what we do have in America is the great opportunity to go from middle class to middle class millionaire, and I think it needs to be simple steps. The average American makes about $30 an hour, and I always like to say, if you start small, if you can save just a dollar an hour, if you can you know, set aside in an 8-hour workday $8 and say that's my savings. And my philosophy has always been you rub two nickels together. After a while, you have dimes. You rub two dimes together, and that turns into dollars. And long-term dollars makes good sense for everyone. And it gives you financial freedom to move down the road. And it gives you options to be able to set the cost.
Exactly. And as you say, this is a process. It's not going to happen overnight. But you know, I always tell people that if you want to be successful, do what successful people do. And this is what many of them do. Right, Clark? I mean, they start off with small decisions, with small actions that move them in that direction. Right?
Very much so. When I sat across the table from middle-class millionaires, they do watch the nickels and dimes. They start off small. They start saving just a dollar an hour, maybe to do that for 6 months, save $2 an hour for the next 6 months. And a year from now, you know, save $3 an hour. And then sure enough, you're saving 10% of your income every year. And and that does add up. And then the decision is, you know, are you putting it into a retirement account, a savings account, a mutual fund, a 529, are you paying down a mortgage? Those are all the things that we outline within our book, Middle Class Millionaires, Surprisingly Simple Strategies to Grow and Enjoy Your Wealth. But it gives you options.
Right, but probably three very simple things that you start to do that can begin to make the difference in the long run. Because, you know, as you pointed out, with the government getting their hands on Social Security, it was never intended to be, you know, the pension plan. It is an addendum too. And if you're relying on that, you're going to find yourself in a lot of trouble. So, again, what we love about, you know, the United States and the capital, you know, the capital system in which we operate economically, is we have the freedom of self-reliance, do we not?
We do have the opportunity. We don't have a class system. You can move up and down. And, you know, quite frankly, as Warren Buffett has said, you know, the people who ran in the 1980, you know, Olympic track team, we don't want their grandchildren running in the 2020, you know, Summer Olympics. And, you know, we do have a redistribution through our estate taxes and through our income taxes, which long term I think is a great opportunity. The wealthy children, the grandchildren and children of wealthy children need to work. And because success is not a destination, it's the journey. And well, that's what makes America great, is the journey. And we don't have loyalty in this country.
Exactly. Well, and again, as I mentioned earlier, Clark, what I've observed throughout my journey is that people are happy when they're producing, when they're at work. You know, it is like that that God-given call that was sent out to us to be fruitful and to multiply. And that translates to, look, we all have a job to do. Let's do it. Let's be smart about it. And here we are, you know, the wealthiest country in the planet. But we've kind of gotten so involved in becoming, you know, consumers that we've really kind of lost the way here. And, you know, some of this has caught up with us. And I think it's a sad commentary when you consider Bernie Sanders and you think, okay, this guy could be the leader of our country. And his economic, photo of his economic condition is quite lacking and disappointing for somebody who's going to lead the country.
I agree. Are we going to a commercial break?
Yeah, we're going to a break now. So again, I would just say, you know, your book. Now, when is your book going to be released, Clark?
It's going to be released in early June. Middle Class Millionaire. Surprisingly simple strategies to grow and enjoy your wealth, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
And we're going to link it on our website. And, of course, we're going to have you back because we need to continue this conversation and really get into some more of the strategies. And I appreciate you going along with me to be able to talk a little bit more about what Bernie Sanders is presenting and really, you know, what's behind the man himself here. Clark Kendall on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Clark. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.